On the Democratic side, President Biden's team is out with a memo saying, among other things, that they plan to compete in 2024 in North Carolina. It's a state that has not been won by a Democratic presidential candidate since Barack Obama in 2008. Here's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith.
When President Biden traveled to Durham earlier this year, newly elected Congressman Wiley Nickel got to fly with him on Air Force One. And Nickel had a pitch for the president. Please compete in North Carolina in 2024.
He knew very well that it was the state that he lost by the closest amount in the last election, and he knows the promise.
In 2020, Trump won North Carolina by a little more than a percentage point.
We can now say that Donald Trump is the winner of North Carolina, the projected winner.
In a year when Georgia and Arizona tipped toward Democrats, North Carolina remained just out of reach.
We really expect North Carolina to be competitive.
Kevin Munoz is a spokesman for the Biden-Harris re-election campaign. He says they expect a major issue will be reproductive rights and the 12-week abortion ban passed by the Republican supermajority in the state legislature.
It demonstrates the stark contrast in leadership and the choice that the people of North Carolina are going to have in 2024, a president and a vice president that are going to work to codify Roe into federal law, or one of the extreme MAGA Republicans who supports a national ban.
Munoz says the Democratic National Committee, which is closely coordinating with the Biden re-election campaign, worked with the state party to mobilize volunteers against the ban. North Carolina's Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, vetoed the bill, but his veto was overridden.
A strong majority of North Carolinians do not like abortion bans, particularly like the one this legislature passed. But on top of that, they've said they're coming back for more the next time around. So it's clear that North Carolinians will be motivated to try and protect women's reproductive freedom.
In 2024, there will also be a hotly contested governor's race, and the balance of power in the state legislature will be on the line. Cooper says the muscle that comes with a presidential campaign could help up and down the ballot. But Republican consultant Jonathan Feltz argues Biden, with his low approval ratings, will be a drag on Democrats.
We Republicans are very anxious to see him campaign with Democratic candidates across North Carolina.
Feltz is confident for a reason. In 2022, he was the lead advisor for now U.S. Senator Ted Budd's winning campaign. President Obama in 2008 was the last Democratic presidential candidate to win the state. And Feltz says he had a ton of money and a flawless campaign.
With all those advantages, Barack Obama won North Carolina by a whopping 0.32%. Democrats are starting with a huge disadvantage, and the smart ones know it. And so if they want to waste their money here, God bless them.
A Trump campaign spokesman said Biden's effort to compete in North Carolina is less about expanding the map than a fear of losing states like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Michael Bitzer, a political scientist at Catawba College in Salisbury, North Carolina, says he's seen this movie before.
Election after election, Democrats keep bemoaning the fact that they can't win North Carolina. But, you know, how many times does it take to hit your head against a brick wall and think you're going to get a different result?
Bitzer says to close the gap, Democrats will have to boost turnout among black voters and young voters, which they've failed to do in the past. But Democrats insist this time will be different. Tamara Keith, NPR News.